asking the AD, Boise State's athletic director, Kurt Apsey, here every Thursday at 5. Kurt, live from the Mountain West Conference basketball tournament in Las Vegas, waiting for tonight's game. And, Kurt, another issue that has come up in college athletics, and I'm sure you're spending a lot of time on this, and at certain schools, it's because of all the off-the-field issues they've faced. Boise State's had their share of it in the past. But this whole idea of culture, Kurt, and like I was reading about Florida State and Tennessee and the dramatic changes that they think they need to make, not to playbooks and how a football team practices or what they eat. I'm talking about bigger stuff and how they tackle problems and how they open their doors up to the rest of the campus and all that. What's your observation and how that is or isn't and how it really is at Boise State and how you want to change it or keep it the same?
Well, I think for the most part at Boise State, our culture is very good here. You know, I don't think it's a lot different than running a great business. To me, having a great culture is all about surrounding yourself with great people, not just on your staff or with your coaches, but the kind of kids that you're bringing into your program. You know, you want kids that bring a high level of integrity and character. They're unselfish. They work hard. They're good teammates. You obviously have to find those things out in the recruiting process. You know, we talk about those words a lot, and our staff in general, I think, just has a true passion for focusing on the student-athlete experience. And we've got a couple signs down our hallway if you walk in, especially just in my office, and we talk about a great experience for the student-athletes. We talked about protecting our image as a university and as an athletic department. We certainly want to succeed academically. We want to win on the field. We want to compete for championships without a doubt. And then we have a saying around our hallways we call the welcome mat. And what that means is we want to be a place where people feel like they can come meet with us. And if they have needs or they have concerns or they have complaints about something, we're willing to listen. Their voice is heard in our department. And we're team players within our community. But I don't think there's any secret formula to it. You know, we recruit great coaches, hopefully, who bring those characteristics to the job. Because at the end of the day, you know, we're dealing with 400 teenagers. And we were all at that point in our life, you know, in the past. And we all know of the challenges that they go through, the fun that they like to have, you know, off campus. I mean, they're 17, 18, 19, 20-year-old kids that are going to make mistakes, and we do the best we can to educate them so that they're making the right decisions when they're in maybe the wrong situations. Sometimes they do make the right decision, and sometimes they don't. And I think it comes down to the level of accountability from our coaches, and I think for the most part our coaches do a great job with that. But I always come back to recruiting the kind of kid that you want to have around your program, and I go back to those words of integrity and character and unselfishness and hardworking. And for the most part, at least for the 20 years that I've been here, that's what I've seen across the board. And I think your question in the beginning was, do we have to change a lot? No, I don't think we need to change a lot. We just need to continue to surround ourselves with the right people.
One thing I've noticed, I met Sarah Swanson, who was with the football program when they were doing an outreach with some kids. And she was describing, you know, her job, and I looked at some of this stuff that other schools are doing now. They're hiring a lot more people with life skills that work with the kids, and I know they teach them all kinds of things. Is Yep. that the kind of stuff that you're trying to implement, I guess, on the head end before you have to go to the PR firms when something goes wrong, per se?
Absolutely. We're always going to have that need, you know, to explain our side of the story when maybe something happens to our program or with the student athletes. That's an unfortunate situation. I think we deal with that the best we can, but I think it starts in the educational process when they first get here and lining out the expectations of, you know, what they have to do when they're student athletes here in Boise State. And, you know, we talk about people not ever being bigger than the program. Not one person in our department is bigger than the athletic department, and people need to understand that. And they need to realize how important that is so that when they make a decision, it doesn't just affect them. It affects their teammates. It affects our athletic department. It certainly can bring a hit to the institution. And so when they're making these decisions, they need to realize that it's not about them. It's, it's about the whole thing. And I think for the most part, we've done a good job of explaining that. You know, you mentioned Sarah Swanson. She heads up our Bronco Life program, and that's all just about people development. Not just about making sure they're doing well in the classroom, but how they are handling their time in the community and, you know, whether or not they're always willing to give an autograph or spend time with a young kid who looks up to them as a role model. And Sarah runs that program. It has a lot to do with, you know, being prepared once you leave campus, how to write a resume, how to go through an interview, how to write an introductory letter when you're applying for a job, all those kinds of things. So it's not, it's developing the whole person, I hope, at Boise State, and that's what we talk about a lot. I don't think we have enough people in that area. We are going to try to increase the amount of folks that are paying real close attention to that and that are spending a lot of time in their job working with our student-athletes and preparing them for the time when they leave Boise State.
Kurt Apsey joining us here on Sports Radio, The Ticket, Ask the AD. And I don't know where this segment would be, Kurt, without a couple of these kinds of questions. And I'm just going to summarize. Jeremy Rodriguez, is it realistic for fans, football fans, to hope for at least a few earlier start times for home games this fall? What are the odds?
Well, let's all hope. I'll say that first. I don't see that changing much, Jeff. We're, like I said before, we're in contracts through our conference with television affiliates who determine when we play and what time we play, like I've said before. And this is not just coming from Boise State. This is our conference as a whole. We've definitely expressed our opinion on how important it is for us to get games earlier than 8:30, especially in late October and November in Broncos in Albertson Stadium. And so we've certainly shared those concerns with the people who need to hear about it. I can only hope that we will have some earlier games, but that's certainly not something that I can promise at this time.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that we're going to find out here, I guess, about certain dates, but we don't really find out, Kurt. What is it, 2 weeks before games? We won't really know much, will we?
Well, they'll give us some days and some times over here, you know, over the next couple months. But as you guys know, there's a clause in those contracts where I think they can change that game time up to 12 days. So there will probably be some times where they'll be changed at the very last minute. And when I mean last minute, you know, within a 12-day span of that game that's upcoming. I'm hoping that that doesn't happen often. But we have experienced that in the past, and I would not be surprised, at least at this point, that that happens again this season.
Hey, Kurt, last ad. We had a conversation about soccer today because they announced that there'll be a USL game coming to the Meridian School District out. What high school was it, Prater? Rocky Mountain?
Yep.
They're going to do, I don't know if you've heard about this, the Portland T2s against the Kansas City USL team on a Saturday night, June 4th. And we were wondering out loud about, because I know you played college soccer,
Yeah. You
know, what the state of men's college soccer is scholarship-wise, availability in the NCAA. Good, bad, or very difficult to get, or what is it?
I think it's good. The exact number, I wish I knew that. I think it's 13 you can offer on the men's side, similar to the women. Most programs at the Division I level, I think, are, if they're not fully funded, they're close to it. Soccer in this country is huge, and I think it's great that Boise and Meridian and the cities that surround, you know, the state are able to see that level of soccer. I think that's important for those kids to be able to see what the next level looks like. I didn't know about that game, actually. Was that just something that was released here recently?
Just today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't see that. So that's terrific. You know, we had the match in Albertson Stadium last year, the professional match, and I thought that was a big success, and I wouldn't be surprised if we go down that road sometime in the future.
Yeah, well, the same people are doing this one, Argia and Bill Taylor, the Idaho Youth Soccer folks.
Okay.
Yeah, same folks.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it just came out today. So, well, best of luck down there. I know you'll be rooting for Boise State tonight, and then we'll see what happens tomorrow. Appreciate you joining us. Look forward to seeing you back here in Boise.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.